The study found many police departments feel the high cost of partnering with federal immigration authorities outweigh the benefits. Most said an official partnership detracted from efforts to promote trust in their communities and often led to racial profiling. None of Wisconsin's police departments have signed a formal agreement with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and there's a good reason for that, according to Christine Ortiz Newman of the Milwaukee group Voces de la Frontera.
You have to have a situation where people are not afraid to reach out to the police department if they are witnesses or victims to crime, especially now with the tight state budgets. Almost all local law enforcement are trying to build stronger alliances, you know, from the community itself to bring down crime.
But even without such an agreement, the number of deportations from Wisconsin over the past 5 years have risen. Peter Munoz of Madison's Centro Hispano says that's because many police departments don't distinguish between immigrants stopped for nonviolent offenses versus those arrested for violent acts.
The system would be a lot better because it would concentrate on those criminals who clearly have been determined to be a danger to the community, while taking care of not deporting people who we don't want deported because they're good members of society.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has promised to reassess the relationship between immigration agents and local police departments in what's become a controversial approach to enforcing immigration laws. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.